BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. A very excellent innuendo bingo with Rihanna off of films. It's been a while, including some weird remixes from me between Steve Wright, Len Goodman and Arlene Phillips. Oh. Really great to see Zane Lowe again. He plays Real or No Real ahead of tonight's rescore of the film Drive on BBC Three. And Chris has been doing some borrowing from his friends. Hello, hello, hello. Mills here. It is Thursday lunchtime. First thing I saw before I went to my dance practicing this morning. Oh, yeah. First thing I saw when I woke up. Because obviously the first thing I do is check Twitter.
Obviously.
And like, even before my eyes are fully like open, I check it.
Do you ever do it so that you're lying down and you're checking Twitter and then your phone falls on your face?
Yeah, I've done that loads of times. Mm. Often falls on my face. Anyway, first thing I saw on Twitter this morning was a photo of Tinchy Strider and the Chuckle Brothers in a people carrier on the way to Radio 1. And I was like, wow, that's happening.
It wasn't a dream.
No, and it did happen on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning. To a huge response as they performed their track To Me, To You, Bruv.
But this is like when Strictly Come Dancing meets Innuendo Bingo. It's two powerhouses joining together to create something quite unique. Tinchy Strider and the Chuckle Brothers.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Two funny dudes, jokes aside, no pun intended, mind your own business.
Tis our business, we come to sing a song. We could do a duet, three out of three.
Nah, that's a step too far. In fact, you can rap tip the next two bars.
Hibbity hop, boo 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 boo.
Oh man, oh dear.
Oh dear.
Yeah,
safe, innit? It's so you, this.
It is catchy.
To me, to you, then. To me,
yeah.
To you, then.
You get the idea. I mean, on the Radio 1 Twitter, there's a little video of them dancing. It's incredible. I never know which one's which. I never know which one's Barry and which one's Paul.
No, I don't. And I've even got one of their numbers and I still don't know which one it is.
How did you get that?
A long time ago, long story.
Okay, a night out, I take it.
Must have maybe
been.
Yes.
Must
yes,
have
I think
been.
It was.
But basically, one of them, the shorter one, is there sort of dancing, and it's. I'd love to get your kind of views on it as
my
a professional.
Views.
Yeah, yeah, because it rivals the crab.
Wow. Okay.
Have a look at this. Can you see this? See over on the left there.
Oh, it is good,
on the radio
isn't it?
On Twitter, it's.
He's really going for it there.
But you could watch that all day.
On the Radio on Twitter, it says this is one of the best things ever to happen on breakfast, and it probably is actually.
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? Like, the amazing thing about the live lounge is when these big artists come in, they perform their massive hit at the time, and it sounds similar to it on CD. Well, the one thing I would say, to their credit, both Tinchy Strider and the Chuckle Brothers, is it sounded very much like the original.
It did.
To me, to you, to me.
I mean, you can't even tell that's live.
To me, to you.
Videos on the Radio 1 YouTube channel, so do what you want with that.
To me.
A lot of people are watching it.
To me.
Yeah.
To you.
Yeah.
To me. To you then.
Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, yeah, I know how I got the Barry Chuckle number. We did a thing called Barryoke on my show years ago.
Oh.
Don't know who it. It was karaoke, but sung by people called Barry. And that's.
That makes no sense. If people. You had to be there.
It was karaoke, but sung by people called Barry.
Yeah.
That was it. And Barry Chuckle was on our show doing 99 Problems by Jay-Z. Good times. Hey, the 1D fandom, love that I asked this yesterday.
Have any of you ever got a girlfriend just for the winter?
What do you mean?
I just thought I'd point it in.
Not on purpose. On purpose. You know, because it's like it gets
like
colder,
like cold
it's Christmas,
winter.
You need someone to cuddle.
It's
darker.
It's an interesting thought process.
Has that ever happened to any of you? Zane, sorry.
Who's written that question? Is that one of yours, Scott? Or
might be.
Yeah.
What, as in you aim to just have the girlfriend for the winter?
And then when it gets a bit like
does it get too hot
for a girlfriend? I don't know.
Well, you just think, do you know what? I don't think I'm going to get enough Christmas presents this year.
That's exactly
first day of spring.
So I get
see you later.
Niall, do you want anything to add?
No, I don't. I've never done that.
No, I don't.
He's blatantly done it.
Yep. All of them have. One Direction from yesterday. Good interview, that. If you want to catch up with it, it's on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. That's one way of getting it. Or Radio 1 Twitter. They put it on SoundCloud for you and Facebook.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's the Blackout on BBC Radio 1. And here is Rihanna off of films.
Hi, Scott.
We were just saying the other day, it's been ages since Rihanna's been on, and bing, here she is.
Here I am.
Yeah, don't take any offence by it.
What, have you not inviting me on for, like, the past?
No, it's nothing to do with me. It's all about Scott.
Not anything to do with me either, actually.
Interesting.
I'm not the producer of this show, okay?
To be fair, Will, the producer of the show, did text me a while ago and I couldn't do it. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so you just weren't available, actually.
I was away. So
that's
was...
it, yeah. Yeah, pull the power back. So, are you excited about Drive tonight?
I am so excited. I went to the premiere of it the other night, the rescored version, Zayn's new version. You know, I was a huge fan of the film when it came out. I thought they can't possibly better it. And they weren't trying to better it. Mm. Oh, my God, it was amazing!
Really?
I was just sitting there like, oh, my God, this is incredible. This is so much better. Like, there were some scenes that were just so enhanced by
the new,
like,
music.
Yeah, like Bastille's.
Does it really change it then?
I think it does. Not all of it. I think it still feels, you know, quite 80s, and they really kept that theme. Mm. But just knowing the artists playing, and I was so impressed.
I get that, because if it's people that you know a bit more, like let's say Churches or 1975,
yeah, exactly,
or Bastille,
yeah,
it's a recognisable thing. You're like, oh, this fits really well.
Yeah, it's really nice.
So this is on tonight on BBC Three at 10 o'clock, curated by Zane Lowe. I've always wanted to curate something. Yeah. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Forget museums, it's all about soundtracks.
Yeah. Radio 1 rescores Drive. So this is Zane's project and it's on tonight. BBC Three at 10 o'clock. Maybe just sit there with a couple of friends, get some popcorn, get a couple of beers, turn the sound up, because the music in it is fantastic.
I think we need to respect anyone that goes, like, above and beyond in this case, like does their own premieres in their own house. You know what I mean? Dress up smart for the occasion.
Please do that, yes.
You've done that before.
I've done this before. I did this with when there was the new series of The Inbetweeners.
Uh-huh.
The first night that happened. Do you remember?
You dressed up for The Inbetweeners?
Yeah, we had a premiere at my mate's house.
Wow.
And we all got dressed up, got some snacks in, that kind of thing. Red
Make an evening
outside.
Of it, innit?
It was wicked.
You give me a time and a place, I give you a 5-minute window.
Have you seen this film, Chris?
I've never seen it.
It's a brilliant film anyway.
So that's what I'm struggling with. Do I need to see the other one
to
be able to compare?
Although the other one is going to be on the red button, so you can flick between the two to compare it, which I think is a really nice touch.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool as well.
That is really cool.
Yeah. No, that's well annoying. If you're sitting with your mate and someone's there just constantly flicking the button to...
Oh, I wonder what the song is on the original film. Hang on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could get quite long, actually.
This is like when there's something big in the news and you flick between, you know, BBC One and ITV just to see the
different
difference.
Coverage.
Anyway, so it's on Red Button tonight, but primarily the new soundtrack, the rescore, is on BBC Three of the Ryan Gosling film Drive, which is a brilliant film tonight.
Yeah, I just think I'm going to be so impressed.
Yeah, 10 o'clock, you will be impressed. And Zane's really proud of this, and rightly so. Mm-hmm. Okay, Rihanna, we're going to play Clean Bandit's new track and then assume positions, please, lads and ladies, for today's In Yoda Bingo. It's been a while. I'm sure you remember what to do.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Liam tied his jumper around his waist and my sister said it was a who. No, Liam, it really is. Who? Don't do that again. Just saying. Don't tie your jumper around your waist. Do they still do that on Made in Chelsea? Oh, jump around the waist. Or sometimes around the shoulders. Shoulders, yeah. Like poshos do. Right, so here we are with Rihanna off of films. Still wearing shorts, rocking them nearly in November. But it's so mild out.
It's so mild.
Out. So let's do this. Are you ready, Chris?
I'm very ready, Scott.
I don't know why I'm in such a giggly mood today. I just know that it's going to be good when Rihanna's on. Okay, here we go. Let's turn on the cameras, everyone.
Can you hold your water? Can you hold your nerve? This is Innuendo Bingo.
We were going to bring you a Strictly Come Bingo today, but that got called off last minute.
Oh, hold on.
No, no,
wait,
no, no, no.
I didn't know about this.
Oh.
Am I like the last minute?
No.
Right? Okay. Well,
no, because you were booked before today, weren't you?
I was booked yesterday.
Right, okay, so there's a bit of a problem with the Strictly one this week, but we're going to return to normal ones quite soon, and then you'll always be on.
Well, thanks.
I enjoy having you on a lot. You know that.
Rihanna used to do it in the old days. Do you remember when we used to call it, for no reason whatsoever, Innuendo Bingo, The Jewel?
The Jewel.
I don't actually remember that.
That's what it
used to be.
Yeah,
we did call it that.
Innuendo Bingo, The Jewel.
Was that when we tried to get it in the bin as well, rather than over each other?
Yeah, a long time ago, wasn't it?
That was a while ago.
Okay, right. Good to have Brianna on today. So let's go over to Tuesday's Only Connect on BBC Two. Now, loads of water. See, Rihanna, you've met your match with Rihanna. That's what I like. She knows the game. I don't know the rules of this quiz, Only Connect, and the presenter sounds kind of very happy about everything. Mm. But what's happened? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes?
We've just realised there's a small wardrobe malfunction, but it's been dealt with in a very subtle way.
There's a massive hole in his trousers.
Oh, excellent. Good start. I haven't even started yet.
Sorry.
Like you're tying a jumper on your waist.
Yeah.
Right, so on this quiz, this presenter sounds very pleased about everything, but I think the team probably should have been sent home after doing this. Water, please. Here we go.
Politicos, we have to say goodbye. I'm sorry, you've been a great team. I will have very fond memories of you, particularly offering cock and cock when we were looking for cuckoo and cuckoo. I'm talking about animal noises, of course.
Talking about animal noises there. Victoria Cohen.
Oh my goodness!
On Only Connect.
I will have very fond memories of you, particularly offering cock and cock when we were looking for cuckoo and cuckoo. Talking about animal noises, of course.
I know you are, of course. That's Colin in Essex who spotted that one. Thank you, Colin.
Oh my goodness! You went in on that one.
He does now. The game's changed. You could get very wet generally. And now over to Channel 4 on Monday, and it's Nick Hewer on Countdown with a little history lesson. And it sounds like Nick had to put up with all sorts as a youngster.
What surprised me was that roller skates have been around for a very long time, in fact, since 1760, when a Belgian...
Rihanna, you made a mess of yourself. What are you doing?
Come on, Rihanna, concentrate.
I managed to do that on my own nose.
Yeah, you did. All over yourself. David and Hendon's watching. Julie's watching as well. Ready? OK, let's get through this. It's Nick Hewer. Awful childhood.
What surprised me was that roller skates have been around for a very long time. In fact, since 1760, when a Belgian had ice skates and he took the sort of blade off and put wheels on. But, of course, when I was a kid, we had to make do with strap-ons, as we called them.
Wow. Poor Nick.
That's been terrible.
When I was a kid, we had to make do with strap-ons.
Michael emailed that one in. Thank you, Michael. Sorry, that's sinking in there. Anything you've got to send me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Let us know if you're watching on the Radio 1 website. You can watch it on your phone.
I've forgotten how fun this was.
And now our favourite clip from Tuesday's In Your Bingo with Chris Ramsey. It's from Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is. And this guy, Eric, has been hunting high and low for a bargain. But I don't think even he expected to find an antique hidden right here.
Soap there's less than £20 in it as our competitive pair pull out all the stops in a final frantic round of selling. Eric is next to draw something out of his arsenal. His tin shooting box.
Eric? Oh, Rihanna, you are soaked right now. Well done to Eric there.
Eric is next to draw something out of his arsenal.
I think your jumper is actually a ploy because it's just covering you now, so you're not going to get
it's
wet.
It's covering one specific area of me. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Now, you might need to brace for this one because we're going to go back to my friend Len Goodman and his new show, Holiday of a Lifetime. Yes. Now, this time, with Len... Seven.
Carry on.
Len's guest is Arlene Phillips. Now, she left Strictly long before I started doing it, so I had no idea Arlene and Len got on so well, as you're about to hear. Here they are, in a caravan together.
Mmm. Oh.
I don't remember this. Was this one from the other day?
No, this is new. Okay, try and get through this, please.
Oh, was that not it?
No. Len Goodman and Arlene Phillips in a caravan.
Mm.
Oh, I tell you what. Oh, smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
Getting this in my mouth is too good. There we are.
There we are.
And they were having a holiday of a lifetime, and that's why the show is called that. Water, please.
Do we know what she was putting in her mouth?
No. Oh, wow. Oh, hang on. Oh, chocolate eclair. Sophie emailed that one. Water, please.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
It's all the grunting in
between. Okay, here we go. Next. All right, now here's an old friend of our show now. Morris from Call the Council on BBC One. Water, please.
Mmm.
Now, Morris from Call the... Morris from Call the Council, if you remember, has been making up signs for the park. Although I'm not sure the council really needed him to make this one.
Whilst Anita's putting her green fingers to good use in the gardens, Morris's mission is to clean up the mess.
We're knocking up a sign about owners, if your dog's balls are disintegrating, take them home.
Good advice there from Morris. It, isn't it?
Yeah.
Take them home.
Owners, if your dog's balls are disintegrating, take them home.
That's right. Thanks, Morris.
Oh, my God. Can I just say, we're doing this with quite a big audience. And
I know, everyone's watching. Hello.
No, no.
Water, please. Next one. Sorry, my finger keeps slipping and I keep seeming to be playing Lennon Arlene again.
You managed to spit that down the back of my shorts. I don't even know how you managed that.
Okay, right, it's time for a couple of classics now on Innuendo Bingo. Rihanna, I'm sorry in advance for anything that might happen here. I know you're wet as it is. Chris, water, please. We're going over to Steve Wright on Radio 2, and Steve's playing a song by Enya. Chris has heard this one before, because it's a classic. Now, Steve's become a bit distracted by the song.
That was me doing Enya, impersonating her.
So weird.
It wasn't even that funny. You went three times in that.
Mr. Singing.
It's really good, isn't it? What happens if you mix them and Lennon Arlene's?
Oh, that was something special.
Wasn't it good? I wasn't sure if that was going to work, but it really did.
It really worked. Thank you.
Okay, now brace yourself for Tuesday night's Autumn Watch on BBC Two. And it's Chris Packham and Michaela Strachan. Now, they are always at it on Autumn Watch. And by the sound of this clip, they may be even getting on better than Len and Arlene.
Don't stand like that.
All right, no, hold on. I'm just trying to get hold of it.
Water, please. Come on. Get it in your mouth.
Don't stand like
that. Here we go. And go.
Don't stand like that.
All right, no, hold on. I'm just trying to get hold of it. Right, okay. Right, now, hold on. Let me give you just a modicum of instruction.
Okay.
Blow, and then we've got to pull it out, as replicating the larynx of the deer as it pulls it down at the bottom of its throat.
Refill.
So unnecessary. Refill.
There's more.
The bottom of its throat.
So I blow and it's going to extend.
And I'm going to extend it.
Okay.
Go on then. Beautiful. One more time.
One more time.
It's TV gold.
Okay.
It's TV gold.
Are you
honestly.
Ready?
Right, blow
ready?
Hard. Go on, really blow.
That was a good one. That was a good blow.
There we are. Autumn Watch there.
Oh my God.
This is staggering.
I'm so going to start doing remixes.
Go on, then.
Oh, I tell you what.
Okay. Okay, and one more. We're going go back to this time. This time next year. And over on One Extra, they've got One Extra Live coming up in Birmingham on the 15th of November. So it's time for a classic from Yasmin Evans on the Radio One Extra Breakfast Show. Now, Yasmin's congratulations, someone who is about to win tickets to One Extra Live, and they get a special bonus prize.
But you have won, and you get to enjoy all the VIP-ness, all the...
Yep.
Classic.
Everyone all right?
The Enya thing's killed me.
Enjoy all the VIP-ness.
Every time it gets...
Doing Enya.
Smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
So weird. Chris, are you okay? Okay, he can't even talk.
Chris, oh my God, he's gone.
And that was.
Okay,
that was today's. That was today's Enya the Bingo. I think it was a good one, Rihanna. I always knew it was going to be. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
That was awesome. That was Rihanna on Innuendo Bingo, everyone. Good one. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
Thanks, Len. Kendrick Lamar. I, Kendrick Lamar, BBC Radio 1. Oh, I tell you what, you can't follow a TV show here and not expect to be finding out, if you haven't watched it yet, who went or what happened.
I'm fuming.
But why did you look in there, though? Right, okay, so I haven't seen it yet, and neither of you seen it yet.
No.
The Apprentice from last night. I saw a few rumblings on Twitter that a lot happened. It was a very busy episode. But then we've just seen some people floating around who are clearly apprentice contestants.
Yeah, but now you're saying people as well.
Yeah.
Now you're suggesting there's more than one.
Yes, maybe I am. And this is the problem, because we always know that Greg has them on his show on a Thursday after they've been fired. And we've just seen some of them walk past, maybe.
I mean, there should be an email that goes around about these things. I appreciate it was yesterday, so, yeah. You know, it's my fault for not catching live. But all the same,
he's not doing anything wrong. But, I mean, if you haven't seen it on iPlayer yet, like we haven't, it's just a bit like... I mean, your face, when you saw them, you were like, oh, well, that's it now. What's the point?
Yeah.
What's the point of this?
And this has happened more than once. It's a frustrating situation that exists here. Live spoilers. I mean, I know it's an odd thing to complain about.
Yeah. First world props. You'll never guess what happened. I just saw all of the apprentice contestants walking through. It just ruined my life. Yeah, I mean, yeah, don't complain too hard about it. But
it's an annoyance.
It's a bit annoying when you were looking forward to maybe watching it tonight.
Exactly.
And then you see all of them, maybe however many there are, walk past. But yeah, don't listen to Greg's show for that bit then, if you don't want to know.
No.
We already know now, obviously, but if you don't want to know, that'll just annoy you. If you don't
I'm not surprised. All I will say, I'm not surprised by who I've seen. And I'd love to say that to their face.
Come on then, they're through there.
But it'd be, in fact, that sounds incredibly rude if I went and said, I'm not surprised to see you here.
Not surprised to see you here, to be honest.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Chris?
Do you remember a while ago I admitted something to you, which was that I took a tenner out your wallet one morning. I stayed round at yours. I walked downstairs. And it was at a time where I didn't really have any money. I know this is a terrible thing, but I admitted it to you.
You did. I remember you, but you admitted it on the show.
I did, yeah.
Now I can't remember the story. Did you ever give it to me back?
I don't think I did, but you don't need that.
No, okay.
It was more the principal thing of it, wasn't it?
Oh, well, thanks for taking that into your own hands there.
but I took it because I needed to get home, so I borrowed the money. You were asleep. I'm sure you would rather that
I'd rather you get home and be safe and not wake me up.
And I wanted a burger on the way home.
Yeah, sure.
Have it in the morning.
Yeah, just open my wallet, go for it, take it yourself.
But anyway, we dealt with that and you forgave me and you said, you know, that you kind of understood why I did it.
What else have you taken from me?
Nothing else. No, not from you. But
he's really not from me.
But this is why I kind of want to talk in quite general terms here,
in case it gets back to the relevant person, but I recently, I basically took one of my mate's jumpers from his house. I saw this, my mate's got this jumper, right? I quite like it. Mm. And I tried to look it up online to see if I could find a similar one. Mm. And then buy it, but I can't find it anywhere. I think he must have bought it back from holiday.
Right, so you've just taken it.
So I found a very good excuse to take it.
Right.
And I've taken it, and I have no intention of giving it back.
Were you, did they know about it? Were you like, oh, I'm cold, can I borrow your jumper for the way home? Or did you just blatantly steal it and they don't know you've taken it?
I think it was, if I remember right, it was just one of those things where it was cold outside, but I wasn't really cold. I've basically taken the jumper.
Did you tell them that you'd taken it?
No, I didn't.
Right, okay, good.
If I'm honest.
Can I borrow it? You've taken it.
I tell a lie. I've basically taken my mate's jumper because I quite liked it. As I said, I want to talk in general terms because I don't want them to find out. But basically, I think what I want to know is, should I feel bad about this?
Mm. Anything else you want to admit now because you're on the subject?
Well, I don't think he'll miss it. It's not like a normal theft, this. I've just taken it because I quite like it.
And he is a friend.
And he's a friend.
Like, you went into my wallet and took that £10 that time.
Same. No, because that was different, it feels. It's a bit like, and I kind of feel this is almost therapeutic. Mm. I've been stockpiling socks from my girlfriend's father.
How
I
so?
Maybe shouldn't have said this.
How?
So what's been happening is he's got quite nice socks.
Yeah.
And I don't have many around the house. So when I've been staying over, I've been going in and taking the socks.
Oh, okay.
But now I've got a decent collection and I don't really want to give them back.
No. So you've got new socks now because you're like, I'll just borrow a pair, just borrow a pair. And obviously, the more times you stay over, the more pairs you borrow. You don't really wash them. So that now you've built up a bit of a collection.
Yeah, and I don't know whether this is something I should be admitting to them and handing back the clothes.
Yeah.
Well, if I can keep them.
Let's hear what people say.
What's your thoughts? Initial thoughts thing, here?
At Strictly Come Dancing every week, because they want you to feel like good, they give you a new pair of black socks.
Wicked.
Yeah, I know. So once again, I now have quite a collection. Now, am I supposed to give those back? They're not really mine, are they?
No.
But I looked in my drawer yesterday. I did a bit of washing the other night. I've got loads of black socks now. Because it's week six. Do you know what I mean?
But I don't think they'll miss them. This is my point. My mate, who I've taken the jumper from, I don't think he misses it. Do you know what I mean? At worst, it's an inconvenience for him. He's got other jumpers, but I think I will love that jumper more.
And also, he hasn't mentioned it to you, like, oh, have you seen my jumper?
Exactly.
Have you taken my jumper?
Exactly.
Therefore, not missing it. Do you ever find someone else's clothes in your house? That happens to me all the time.
What
I don't
clothes?
Really have that many people in my house. Sometimes pants. They're like, well, they're not mine.
Sorry?
No, like, they're not... I've never seen those before in my life.
You've been pilfering pants?
I don't know. I don't think I've taken anyone's pants ever. Anyway, people are definitely already getting in touch with their opinion on this. Hang on, let me check.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So this is a bit like when you borrow like a friend's hoodie or something. You could have given it back sooner, but you just haven't.
No, that's exactly it. Every time I see it, I think, oh, I've got to get that back to him. But then I'll wear it again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're not a thief.
No. This is like purely like a mate's thing.
Yeah, Kelly from Manchester says, I do it with my friend quite a lot, but now I do have to worry about what outfit I'm going to wear when I see her.
Mm.
And it's that thing of like, okay, it's gone too long now, and I haven't given it back.
Yes, and I avoid wearing that jumper. If I know I'm seeing him,
yeah,
I won't wear that jumper, because obviously he'll see it, he'll go, oh, it's my jumper.
The socks thing, Stuart in Manchester says, wearing someone else's socks is disgusting. It's like wearing someone else's underwear. Well, they're washed.
It's
I don't
a good
think
point.
It's bad underwear.
No, it's a good point.
We've worn each other's socks.
Yeah, but I wouldn't wear your pants.
Even washed. Hot washed.
Absolutely not.
60 degrees.
No.
100 degrees.
No, I just wouldn't. I wouldn't wear your
not
pants.
Not wearing my pants.
No, it's just
well, here's the thing. I wouldn't wear yours either.
No.
Hello, David.
Hi, Scott. It sounds like Chris is acting a bit like his friend's girlfriend, really.
His friend's girlfriend? What do you mean?
Well, I wonder if he wanted the jumper because he liked the smell of it, like sort of off what girls do.
Oh, you know? Yeah, but like I borrowed his jumper because I like his smell.
Oh, it's definitely
and
not
his
that.
Smell is on the jumper. Is that what it is?
Yeah, and he could just sit and cuddle it for a while.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely not
you're
that.
Missing him a bit, is it?
No, it's not done for comfort. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's not like that.
No, right. You just haven't bothered to give it back yet.
No, it's just, I just, there have been opportunities to hand it back and I purposefully haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
I kind of, what I can't work out in my head is if time, too much time's gone now.
Yeah, I know. Because there does come a point where you're like, okay, well, it's basically mine now.
Mm.
Like, it's been far too long. The Scott Mills Daily. Are you okay, hon?
Yes, I am. Good. Yes. Good. Basically, I've tried to bring this kind of moral dilemma to a national forum, I think, to try and work out what's the best move for me. I've basically been borrowing my mate's stuff for way too long now, to the point where it is like I've kind of kept it.
He's your mate. You haven't stolen it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Hi, Harry.
Hello.
Hi, what's going on? What are you saying?
Well, my friend left his hoodie at mine, and I know it's his, but I still wear it, and I'll wear it in front of him. And I don't think he knows it's his, but I wouldn't tell him it's his.
Have you left it too long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sound like you wear it in front of him on purpose, like you're getting some kind of kicks from it.
I don't know about that, but... Yeah,
it's just happened. Like it's kind of, like you borrowed it, and like not meaning to take it, but it just kind of happened because you do borrow clothes from mates. But now it's kind of yours because it's happened a long time.
Lots of people.
I don't even know how I got it.
Exactly,
I found it at my house, and I was like, oh,
yeah. It'll be after a night out or something like that. Do you know what? Loads of people are getting in touch saying, you know what, Chris, you've got to fess up. You've got to give the thingy back.
Yeah,
maybe buy him a small gift.
Well, that's what you wanted from this, you know. You wanted people to say.
But that's an awkward conversation, isn't it? Or do I just sneak it back in?
I just think you sneak it back in.
Okay.
Yeah, just sneak it in. I don't think
a small gift.
No, I don't think a gift is necessary because then you've kind of snuck it back in, but then you're like, hello, here's a gift.
Yeah, but just what I might do is just leave a token gift anonymous so that there's a kind of positive that's come from this.
Okay.
So he's profited in some way.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Still people, loads of people. Facebooking, tweeting about this thing that you've borrowed one of your mate's jumpers. So many people have done it.
Plot thickens, though. Just been on his Facebook, seen I'm almost certain he's wearing one of my shirts.
There we are, see? He's got stuff of yours as well. Ted here says that Facebook's the worst, right, Ted?
It is absolutely the worst.
Tell me.
Barbecues. You have a barbecue during the summer and everybody turns up in shorts and T-shirts. Very nice. You have a nice barbecue. And they always want to borrow a jumper or something, a pair of jeans.
Right.
And then about a week later, you sit there and you're watching them on Facebook and they've been out clubbing or whatever it is and they're wearing your clothes.
In your clothes. Yes, I've seen that happen as well. Well, what's your idea? Hello? Yes? Well...
Cool story.
Yeah. Thanks, Will.
No,
excellent.
That's not words out.
No signal there. Right. Does your phone... I was somewhere yesterday. I was like, seriously, I'm in central London. Are you telling me I've got no service?
Mm.
That's just what happened to Will there. We'll come back to him in a minute. I think he had an idea.
I don't know what we do about this. Like, I think the main suggestion is you know, hand it back. There's a lot of people on saying that there's some kind of rule, though, two-wash rule, which is... I imagine if you haven't handed it back after the first wash.
Yeah, and it's like one wash.
Kept
I'll
too
give it
long.
Back. I'll wash it for you. One wash. Two washes. Don't give it back.
You are basically keeping that thing.
All right, we've got Will back. Will, what are you saying?
I was just thinking that I know that I've got some of my friends' clothes, and I'm pretty sure they've got some of my clothes.
Yeah.
So by that token, why don't we just declare an amnesty where we just arrange a day where everyone can return their borrowed clothes? No awkwardness, no uncomfortable questions. We just, you know, put it out there. We say, right, okay, give the clothes back and you know, it's done.
I like it.
Really good idea.
Yeah,
really
there's
good idea.
No beef about, like, oh, where did you get my hoodie or how did you get it? Like, no questions asked.
No questions asked, yeah. It's got to be totally, no awkwardness. It's just like, here you go. I've got this pile of clothes here. You give me mine, gone, it's done. Yeah. Can't talk about it ever again.
Yeah, because they'll have yours as well. They'll have some of yours.
That's an
amnesty's great idea. Thanks for that, Will.
No problem at all.
Love you, bye. You should try that.
Perfect solution. So, what? I mean, how do you want to do this? To pick a day at some... I mean, sometime soon, I imagine.
Maybe tomorrow or something.
And let's all do it.
Yeah, well, you do it first, and then we'll expand it out to the entire UK.
I like this,
And we'll have a day where, like, you give all the stuff back that you know you've got in your house that doesn't really belong to you, and then your mates do the same.
Mm. No judging.
No judging.
BBC Radio 1. Daily.
It's not often we get to talk to Zane Lowe.
Yeah, why is that? Why don't you like me anymore?
Well, no, it's just like we don't, you know, the times don't really work.
I mean, Charlie Sloth's your new favourite. I get it. You guys are great together. There's wonderful chemistry. You're a bit fattest, but I like the vibe.
Thank you.
But you never invite me in anymore. It's always Sloth time. Hey, it's Sloth time.
Oh, boo.
Yeah,
that.
You can do the Sloth stuff, but you're just not fat enough.
Yeah. Don't bring me into this argument.
A bit too cool.
Cheeky Chris.
You're too cool.
Too cool for anyone.
Hi, Zane.
Hi, Scott.
So an exciting day for you today, right?
Yeah. It is a really exciting day. Yeah. We spoke about it for the first time last Monday, and ever since then there's been this amazing kind of conversation that's been going on online, and I'm sure privately as well, but very publicly. It's been absolutely brilliant just watching the way people have been reacting, and now the day is upon us. Drive, so, yes. We score, 10 p.m. BBC Three tonight.
It's going to be obviously you were at the premiere. Is it going to be odd for you watching it on the actual TV tonight?
Yeah, it is, and I just want to try and enjoy it.
Are you going to get snacks in?
I'm going to get some snacks. I'm a popcorn dude. I'm going to get some popcorn. Maybe get a few sort of fizzy beverages of the alcoholic kind, and just going to enjoy it, and just trying to enjoy it. I'm trying not to get too swept up in sort of what's going to go on around it. If you know what I mean, I just want to watch it.
Yeah, maybe leave Twitter to the end, because I think sometimes that
could
can,
you.
That annoys me sometimes. It's because I really do read Twitter if I'm doing something, but it's at the same time, you want to just enjoy it for yourself.
If you watch,
and look after.
If you scroll your timeline whilst you're dancing this weekend, I will give you 1,000 lad points. I will literally give you so many lad points. If you're dancing and then you get and you try and turn it into your choreographed move, check your Twitter, and if you can actually say on Monday during the show, remember one tweet that you saw and it's official and on the timeline, you're going to get lad points for life.
Yeah, that's true.
That's David Blaine business.
It is, isn't it? So, Radio 1 Rescores Drive, BBC 3 tonight at 10 o'clock. We already played one of the Bastille tracks from earlier, which sounded magnificent.
Yeah, big up Andy Mack for the Drive Lounge and Simon and Bastille for taking part.
That was great too. And we want to play this Churches track, so can you tell us a bit more about this and where it fits in the film?
Yeah, so Churches was one of the first bands that we came up with the idea of sending a scene to, and we sent them the scene that we thought they'd be perfect for, and again, we're not giving away what scene's what, but they obviously loved it. They really took the challenge on and gave us a great song.
Okay, cool. So Zane is the curator.
It's a great.
Oh, that's good.
I'm a fan who got a chance to put music to a movie.
Curator, isn't that what, don't you do that with hams as well? Is that right?
Yeah. That's curing.
Oh, that's curing.
Curing, yeah, not curating.
Curating.
It's curing. You're a curer.
Yeah. I cure, you curate.
You cure Scott Mills on a daily basis.
That's right.
That's weird.
You must be quite proud of this, though. I would feel proud.
You know what? I'm really happy, most happy about the fact that we have this amazing music for fans of these artists that came from being inspired by Nicholas Winding Refn's movie and by the movie Drive. And, we've never taken this approach before, and I'm just really thrilled that we have all this amazing new music because, 2 weeks ago, we didn't have all this new music to talk about. Yeah, these songs didn't exist as far as fans were concerned, and now Bastille have a song they weren't expecting, 75 have one, Bring Me the Horizon have one, Churches have one, and all these artists have come through with fantastic music, so I'm just really pleased that side of the experiment has totally worked.
Okay, we're going to play Churches and Get Away, and remember, it's on tonight, 10 o'clock on BBC Three, Radio 1 Rescores Drive. Twitter at the moment are the 1975 in a car park recreating some of the scenes from Drive.
That was pretty hilarious. We went down there, so as it was, we were doing our first ever televised interview for this thing to try and get some behind the scenes stuff to just go with it all. And Maddie and George from the band who did the music for this, they're the guys who did it, they came in, and my producer, I'm just going to drop him in it right now, he's like, right, I've got a car park, let's go to this car park. So we go to this car park, and it's about the most unmoody car park you've ever seen in your life. It's literally like a BBC car park with loads of bikes and 10 speeds up on the wall. Dude's like walking past us while we're trying to film in full 10 speed racer regalia with clipping boots on, getting on their 10 speeds. I'm like, this is very un-Drive right now. You should see it. It's pretty funny.
So Radio 1 Rescores Drive tonight at 10 p.m. on BBC Three. I get the feeling a lot of people are going to watch this tonight.
I hope so, man. I hope people, it just are able to see it not as the movie Drive that they love, that we all love. And I hope they just see it as an extension of that and an experiment to get new music and just an experience. No one, really is just supposed to be an experience based on the inspiration that we all got from that film.
And we all got new songs out of it.
We all got a lot of new songs out of it. That Churchill song is amazing.
Yeah, really good.
I mean, I can't wait to see that band live and hopefully they play it and then that'll be like a real kick.
And everyone will know what it is.
Yeah, they'll go, that's the Drive song.
Okay, so Zane is here playing Real or No Real, and here's one that kind of relates to the film tonight in a loose way.
Ryan Gosling once bought every cookie at an American Girl Scout cookie stand and handed them out to strangers on the street.
That's real.
That's because he is, he can do no wrong.
He's just the nicest guy ever. I mean, Ryan Gosling walking past a cookie stand and he's just so perfect. He's like, I'm just going to hand out cookies and do it in the coolest way possible.
Does it annoy you how perfect he is?
It annoys him.
Not at all. Oh, but does it really annoy you?
Yeah, so it just kind of gets to me.
It does?
Yeah, it's like...
Because all girls are like, oh, he's
now,
so...
Now, see, I got that out of my system with Johnny Depp over many, many years.
Did
so
you?
When Ryan Gosling came along, I was like, okay with it.
Right. Mm. Yeah, but you felt the same way about Depp?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's my only issue with what you're doing with Drive, to be honest, is because you are, like, doing this incredible thing, and it's like, it's only another string to Ryan Gosling's bow.
It doesn't need another string.
Significant bow.
Yeah.
He has a very significant bow. I mean, he's just had a child with Eva Mendes.
I mean, that's
happy families right there. So, I mean, you know, Ryan Gosling doesn't annoy me in the slightest, and it would be a bad day to say that, even if
that would be amazing if you said that now.
So I just want to qualify that. I love Ryan Gosling, and that is a fact.
That's right. But did he once buy every cookie at American Girl Scout cookie stand and hand them out to strangers on the street?
It's kind of thing he would do, right? I've heard this before, but I can't remember if this was a joke, but it sounds like the kind of thing you'd do. So I'm going to have to go real.
Real?
Real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Classic Gosling.
Classic Gosling. Classic Rye.
One of the people Ryan handed the cookies to was a friend of US chat show host Jimmy Kimmel, so the story ended up on his TV show.
See? He didn't even know that was going to happen. He just gets, like, incredible promotion out of being an incredibly generous, nice guy without even realising it. That's what happens to good people.
That's our Ryan. And next,
in the 2005 film of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the team of 40 squirrels who sort the factory's nuts aren't computer-generated, but were real squirrels that Tim Burton had specially trained.
That is absolutely no real.
You cannot train squirrels like that
to be... Have you seen that version of that film? Those squirrels are like... They're more intelligent than me.
That would be a good one to rescore, thinking about it. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Let's get past this one first, Brian.
And it does have Johnny Depp in it.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
Perfect. That's a no-go.
So, the music to that would be interesting.
Can you imagine? I'd love to hear still.
When he has this really poignant scene where he's about to act at the finest moment, it's like... No, there's a total artistic justification for this.
It'd be so good.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, 1975 chocolate. Perfect.
Yes.
I'll be ready for it.
I can do that one again. So, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
No, real.
The squirrels are not CGI, and they were actually trained in that way.
Why, when you exist in a CGI world, would you spend all that time training squirrels?
I don't know. So, Zane, your answer is?
No, real.
I'd love this to be real. I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Oh,
what?
That's huge.
No way. That's a big point for you.
Whoa.
We can say, I think it's fair to say, Tim Burton is quite an obsessive director and had the squirrels trained from birth to perform their roles in the film.
What kind of life do those squirrels lead after the film, though? I wonder, you know, show business is a cruel industry.
I know.
All of those squirrels,
you don't want to be an out-of-work squirrel.
Like, they're like, yeah, go get the nuts. Hey, I'm a film star. You go get the nuts.
Just, they're all now carrying their CV around Hollywood, waiting tables.
It's a sad time. There's a lot of, you know, squirrels who are just hoarding nuts, feeling
really bad.
Remembering their day on the set.
God, that's extreme, but he did train them. That's next. Amazing.
Daniel Bedingfield has sold more albums worldwide than One Direction.
I mean, okay, just the law of averages, given we've done two reels, and I know Chris Sawyer fairly well, would suggest that's a no reel, but everybody knows Daniel Bedingfield is a great songwriter, but there's no way that he sold as many records. Wait, no. Albums or records? Albums.
Albums.
No chance.
No, here's the thing, right? I'm sure I heard that this is real.
What are you talking
because
about?
Because it's one of those weird
situations. Because you work on the show and you work with Chris. I've seen your cheating ways before, bro.
But I've got this theory that I'm sure Daniel Bedingfield sells massive amounts of records in other parts of the world.
Who's told you this?
Here's a newsflash. So do One Direction.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
Everywhere, every territory.
But Daniel Bedingfield could be that anomaly. Like,
Mr. Bean had one successful album. One Direction have like got four massive albums. Even just if you accumulate all their sales,
yeah.
And I mean, he would have been in a top 10 most albums sold list or top 20 at least.
I think you'd be surprised. I think this could be a shocking one.
Right. Okay. Wow. Is this your theory?
I think so, yes. Right. I think this is something I've said, and I think now it's in real or no real. I can't remember which way around. Which
I don't
want to
doubt you, because you're the kind of guy that knows this stuff. But.
Right, okay. Actually, I've just had it confirmed that you were saying this in the office yesterday. So is it real or no real?
I'm going to stick by my theory. Real.
Zane.
Hang on, wait, you were saying it, why? Because you read it?
He strikes me as the kind of person
the
that would surprise
the ambiguity of this game is against, very dangerous. I don't
against
like
one
it.
Direction.
You'd be surprised.
Daniel Bedingfield.
Now I don't trust you either. You're just doing that straight-faced surprise that you do when you get through on Strictly. You're like, who, me? Really?
He does.
Really? I can't believe it. How do you feel, Scott? I'm just in shock. I'm just, you're right.
Yeah, your fake shocking face is
it's
shocking.
Not, it's terrible. Not fake. Anyway, real or no real? No real?
I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Of course it is.
Right, so One Direction sales around 40 million. Daniel sales, 4 million.
Not bad, 4 million.
That's still
bad.
Good, but... Good.
Not so what was the One Direction number?
40. And right. Going... I heard 46 yesterday.
See, oh, so he's
from the band.
Yeah. Oh,
from the band. And next.
When Chris Stark was standing in for Scott Mills on this show yesterday...
Whoa, pause. Wait, yeah. Okay.
When did that start happening?
No, it's not a proper stand-in. It's okay. Just that I was at a secret... Wow. I was at a secret location interviewing One Direction.
Wow.
So he had to... Was it man the
I
fort?
I was manning the fort.
Got to be careful. Got to be careful about Starkey over here. I heard about him manning the fort, Scott.
Yeah, so he manned the fort until I got back. There was a lot of traffic. He was on for a lot longer than was anticipated.
When Chris Stark was standing in for Scott Mills on this show yesterday, he had someone standing behind him to help him push the hard-to-reach buttons.
That is real.
What do you mean? There's no hard-to-reach buttons.
No, I mean, you're going to say real on this one, aren't you? Yeah. And it is real, but it was handy.
Is it
having,
real?
Yes.
That was, one is real.
Yes. But I think it was important that those hands were there if they were needed.
But for what buttons?
Well, basically, I'd not been given sufficient training beforehand.
Dude, have you seen how small Charlie Sloth is?
You've seen his hands?
Yeah. It was a bit like when you learn to drive. I was driving. Drive? Yeah, good. But it was a bit like when you learn to drive and there's dual controls.
It wasn't hard to reach buttons, you just didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah. Well, it was that as well.
Oh, so you had another driver to make sure that they pressed the buttons that maybe you wouldn't.
Just every now and then, press on the brake.
Sure. Okay, at the end of that round of real or no real?
Hang on, didn't do the last one.
Oh, you're right.
Right. It's a draw.
Yes.
Hang on, what? No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
Don't accuse me of cheating.
No, it's not.
You've done this before. It's
hang on, we can work this out. The first one we both got right.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Right?
Second one I got right, you got wrong.
I got wrong. Third one.
You got right and I got wrong. And the last one we both said real.
You did say real.
Okay.
Yeah, I see. I thought because you... Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's annoying, isn't it? Yeah. What happens?
Really annoying.
So, Zane, tonight, looking forward to Rescoring Drive from 10 p.m. You can watch it on BBC Three. And a small show from you, I'm imagining, before that at 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m, it's 7 till 9. We're going to be on the air just bashing out the records. And then between 9 and 10, it's behind the scenes.
Cool. Okay, thank you, Zane. Thanks for coming in today.
Good to be on the show again, man. You know, I really appreciate it. I'd be appreciative if maybe it wasn't, like, so long next time.
Okay. Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. Hit subscribe and you'll get this podcast delivered to you every single day. We're back on air tomorrow, 1 p.m. on Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.